It is time to talk the 8th annual Queer Screen Film Festival. It's happening from the 17th to the 27th of November. LGBTIQ plus communities and allies across the country can access over 35 feature films, documentaries and shorts as the festival goes online and on demand. This is an event in queer cinema that we always look forward to, and we're lucky enough to be joined by the festival director, Lisa Rose. How are you going, Lisa?
I'm going very well, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time out this afternoon. I know you're busy as all get out getting things ready for the festival. So much going on at the moment. Obviously, sort of, it's going to be a little bit difficult to previous years because you've got to deal with sort of social distancing and COVID-19 as part of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's a brave new world. It's actually the largest program that we've ever done for this festival, and to do it in this environment is an interesting thing, and it's a challenge, but it's something that I'm excited about, and the fact that we can bring it to a national audience on demand, 90% of the program being that way, but still having a few things for those people who do feel comfortable going and experiencing a social and safe experience, because we've got a really fun event that we're doing out at Skyline Drive-In at Blacktown.
Yes.
Doing a double feature of two drag queen films, one of them starring the fabulous Australian icon that is Jackie Weaver. It's called Stage Mother, and she plays a southern choir leader whose estranged son passes away suddenly, and she inherits a drag bar and moves to San Francisco to look after that drag bar. And it's just a really fun, enjoyable, quite heartfelt film, which should be a really fabulous night. And then, of course, we're following that. You can't have a drag film at the drive-in in Australia without doing a double feature featuring The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which
That's right.
we follow the film.
That's really wonderful. Exciting. Yeah, for people who haven't been to the Skyline Drive-In Cinema, it is an experience, and to have those two films there as part of the festival, that's a really, really fun way for you to deal with these difficult times that we're living through.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I'm hoping that people embrace it and head out to Blacktown. But it should be a good night, and it's the type of films I think that really lend themselves to being in a drive-in, like those type of the drive-ins kind of work with sort of fun films like that. The other thing that we're doing that's not online is a partnership with Antenna Documentary Film Festival at Palace Chevelle. We're doing a couple of screenings of a really important documentary called Welcome to Chechnya, which is by an Academy Award winning documentary filmmaker, David France. And he's looking at basically the plight of the LGBTIQ community in Chechnya and how they are being targeted so much by their government and the community. And it's incredibly, I don't even know how to describe it. It's quite a visceral experience watching the film, and it's very daunting and quite upsetting, but it's an incredibly important film, not only for the LGBTI community, but for the civil rights movement, for the wider community. So that screen, we're doing two on the Saturday and the Sunday. They're both completely socially distanced. We're at only about 25% capacity so that everyone can feel safe and secure and sitting in the cinema watching this film. And we've got an interview with David France after the film as well.
Oh, wow. And you've got the three short film packages this year, gay shorts, lesbian shorts, and trans and gender diverse shorts.
We do. And they are going to be online, on demand, Australia-wide, and completely free.
Free.
So, yeah, we wanted to make sure that, obviously a lot of the community is going through a tough time, not only just through the fact that 2020 has been quite a bizarre year for everyone, but also just financially. Obviously, some people are not in a great space, so we wanted to make sure that people could participate in the festival and not miss out and be restricted by cost. So that's exciting, and there are really fantastic packages of shorts from all over the world, and so I highly recommend that. And then in general, with the program online, we've got 15 feature films that we're playing online on demand across the 11 days of the festival. There's trans films, there's gay films, lesbian films, bisexual films, there's a whole bunch from all over the world.
And of course, one of the symptoms of COVID-19 is that people sort of being locked at home, it's making them more creative, and the festival's catering for that as well, because the Queer Screen pitch-off will also be on, where filmmakers can pitch their films and hopefully go in the running to win up to $10,000 worth of funding.
Yes, it is a third pitch-off that we're doing, and this one will be a bit different because normally we do it At the festival in person, and people are doing it in front of a live audience, but we're going to be streaming this one so people can watch live the live stream of the six finalists pitching their projects. We've already been inundated with quite a few entries already, so it's going to be a high calibre and high competition experience, but it's so great that we're able to give back to the Australian filmmaking community, especially in this year when it's such a tough time for that sector to be able to be functioning. So to be able to give them $10,000 to make a short film is fantastic.
And you released the full program yesterday?
We did release the full program yesterday. So it's going well, which is exciting. It's really, it's such a, you know, it's the film festival world has had to pivot a lot this year. And it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the future because, you know, we're doing a hybrid festival. Some festivals have gone completely online. Some festivals are just not doing anything this year. So we're excited about this opportunity that it gives for people who can't normally get to the cinema through whatever circumstance, but also our people who are always there getting that chance to be able to see these fantastic LGBTIQ films.
And if people want to find out more about everything that's on, as well as purchase tickets to both free and paid events, as well as find out about all the wonderful filmmaker interviews and Q&As you've got going on, queerscreen.org.au is the place to go to?
That is correct.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive this afternoon. You've got a film festival you've got to look after, so I'm going to let you go.
Oh, thanks. You have a good weekend.
You have a lovely weekend too. Here's some bright...